Misfits Audio, in cooperation with Calliope Sound Productions, brings you Amusing Grace, a romantic comedy in five parts written by Neville J. Bryant, directed by Tony Junior. Recorded live in August 2000 at Arendelle Studio Theatre, the University of Toronto, Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. In Act 1, Scene 1, we found Danny and Grace, new neighbors since she moved into the apartment complex, engaged in what was supposed to be a friendly game of Trivial Pursuit. After failing miserably to get along with each other, Grace takes her leave of Danny and goes downstairs back to her apartment. The scene ended with him all alone on the rooftop, trying to figure out just what is wrong with her, and feeling a little down in spirit since she flatly refused to do lunch with him. And now, Amusing Grace Act 1, Scene 2. The time is the following morning.
It's all right, you can come up.
Mother.
Oh, come on, Jillian, don't be like that. Humor me. All I want is for you to meet him. What's the harm in that? He's a nice person. You'll like him.
I'm coming. He isn't even here.
He will be. It'll just be a quick introduction and then you can go.
Mother, I really don't want to do this. He's your friend. You don't have to get my approval.
I didn't know I was asking for it.
Well, you probably aren't even allowed to be up here. Most buildings have rules about this sort of thing. How do you know it's safe?
It's perfectly safe. We don't do anything dangerous. At least not so far.
What's that supposed to mean?
Jillian, when did you get to be such a prude? You never used to be like that. You used to be at me all the time about how I never met anyone, how I was always alone, and how you worried about that. What made you change?
I haven't changed. I just don't think it's any of my business.
Does that mean you don't want to meet him?
I didn't say that. All right, you win. Tell me all about him.
What do you want to know?
Whatever you want to tell me.
Well, let me see. I've known him for 3 days. 3 days and 4 games of Trivial Pursuit. He likes Trivial Pursuit.
Where did you meet him?
Right up here, the day I moved in. I came up to see what the view was like, and he was sitting on the wall over there.
And you talked?
Not very much that first day. As a matter of fact, I said I'd just moved in, and he said he'd lived here for years. I asked him why he was sitting up here all alone, and he said it was because he didn't have anyone to sit up here with. And then he asked if I liked games, and I lied and said I did. And he lied and said he did. So we made a date.
Just like that? And that's all you've done? Just sat up here for the last 3 days and played Trivial Pursuit?
My idea. I'm trying to keep it impersonal. And I thought he was, too.
You thought he was?
Until yesterday.
Why? What happened yesterday?
He asked me out to lunch.
He asked you out to lunch?
Didn't I just say that?
Well, that was very forward of him, wasn't it? What is he, some kind of dirty old man?
I haven't the slightest idea.
You don't seem to know very much about him at all.
Certainly I do.
What? What do you know?
He's old, like me.
And?
That's about it. What am I supposed to know?
I don't believe you said that.
What?
You mean you've been up with here with him all this time and you know nothing about him?
Who said nothing?
You did. He's an old man who likes Trivial Pursuit. That seems to be it.
Well, all right, if you want the dirt. He thinks his son is interfering in his life. He doesn't like to be treated like a child. He knows nothing about arts and literature. And he thinks concrete is a poor substitute for trees and grass.
Pardon?
That's what he said. I think he's right, don't you?
Is that it? That's all you know?
Well, I didn't ask him for a life history, if that's what you mean.
Oh, it isn't, but aren't you worried? I mean, he could be an ex-convict or something.
I don't think so. He's just a simple, very nice old man. Perhaps a dirty old man. I didn't think of that, but maybe that would be exciting, wouldn't it?
I have never seen you like this.
Like what?
Well, you're not serious about him or anything, are you?
Define serious.
Well, I mean, you're not in love with him, are you?
At my age?
Never mind at your age. It happens all the time.
For goodness sake, Jillian, he asked me out to lunch. He didn't propose marriage. Stop making this into something it isn't. I just want you to meet him, that's all. Besides, I refused his invitation anyway.
Why?
Because I did.
Good. I think that was smart.
Do you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the way these things get started. It's always best to nip it in the bud.
Yes, I suppose it is.
You're not lonely, are you, Mother? That's not what this is all about, is it?
I knew you were thinking that.
Well, is it?
Of course not. But actually, I'm glad you brought it up, because that's exactly why I want you to meet him, so you can start believing that and stop worrying about me.
I don't worry about you.
Yes, you do. You sit there in that fancy office of yours, and you feel guilty. I know all about it.
Well, I feel so far away. If anything happened to you, it would take me at least a half an hour to get here. Do you know what I wish?
Don't tell me. I don't want to hear it.
I wish you'd change your mind and come and live with me.
I knew I didn't want to hear it.
Well, I still don't understand why you won't.
I told you. It was a promise I made to myself when I first started to realize that I was getting old. I swore that no matter how bad it got, I would never be a burden to anyone.
You wouldn't be a burden?
Yes, I would. I've had experience with these things, you know. When people live in other people's houses, they get underfoot. A week, 10 days, all right. After that, you'd start to get irritated by the little things. I would leave wet towels on the bed or my pantyhose on the bathroom floor and embarrass you in front of your friends. Then you'd have the problem of how to tell me about it without offending me, and I'd have trouble remembering, and the whole thing would get out of control.
How do you know I'd even mention it?
Well, maybe you wouldn't, and that'd be worse. You'd think it, and I'd know you were thinking it.
I wouldn't. Really.
Jillian, listen to me for a minute. I like living alone. I like the freedom and the independence. I can do what I want to do when I want to do it. And there's nobody to tell me what from what. Now, can we talk about something else?
I guess I do understand.
Good.
I just didn't want you to think I didn't care.
Oh, I know you do.
Well, where is he?
What time is it?
Just after 3. I can't stay too long, Mother. I have a million things to do.
You told me.
Do you think he's coming?
I would think so. He hasn't stood me up yet.
Why don't you go down to his apartment? Maybe something's happened.
I don't know where he lives.
You've never been to his apartment?
How could I have been to his apartment when I don't know where he lives?
Well, I mean, I just thought that...
Is it 4 o'clock already?
No, just after 3.
What are you doing here? I told you I had plans. Soccer.
And you don't like to be disturbed by idle chatter. I know. I just wanted...
Have they started yet? I don't want to miss the beginning. Sometimes it's the most important part.
I don't think they're even there yet.
Oh.
What are those?
Huh? Oh, these. Binoculars. They give me a better view.
Of course they do. Maybe they're not playing today.
They'll be there. They're always there. So maybe you should go back, you know, and come back at 4, like we... Just a minute. Excuse me, miss. Do you live in this building?
No.
Then you're not allowed to be up here. This is a private rooftop.
She's with me.
Oh, sorry. You brought company?
It's Jillian. That's what I was trying to tell you. I thought you might want to meet her. This is Mr. Wendell.
Hello.
So you're Jillian. Well, your mother's been telling me all about you.
Oh?
You're the best thing that ever happened to her. Did you know that?
Thank you.
Don't thank me. I didn't say it. She did.
Well, it's nice to know.
Right. You say they're not there yet?
I don't see them.
I don't like to miss the beginning. Did I say that already?
Yes, you did. Do they always start at the same time?
Always. 3 o'clock on the dot.
Well, you were late anyway.
I know. I was shaving.
Oh.
Jillian, do you think I'd look good in a beard?
I think so.
Your mother doesn't.
I just said...
She doesn't. And you do. It just shows. You should always wait for a second opinion. Oh, there's something else I want a second opinion on, since you're here. What do you think of this shirt?
It's fine.
You don't think it's too revealing?
No.
I'm getting to like you. All right, this is a tough one. Would you say that I'm old? Now, take your time now. You don't have to answer right away.
Not that old.
I do like you. What do you say we do lunch?
He's doing this on purpose.
Lunch?
Right, lunch. What do you say?
Well, I'd love to, but I have so much to do, and I won't be back in town for a while. There wouldn't be time. But I'll take a rain check.
Good. That's good. Well, I guess you two want to talk. So you want me to go?
No, it's all right. We just came up for a quick introduction. Jillian has to go.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. Just wait for 4 o'clock. Oh, God. I don't believe I just said that.
I'll get the table.
It's all right, really.
We'll finish the game we started.
What about the soccer?
They're not coming. If they're not here by now, they're not coming. I'll be right back.
You said they always come.
Always, but not today. I'll be right back. So don't go anywhere.
He seems very nice.
You look surprised.
And I think he really likes you.
In 2 minutes, you figured that out?
You told him you didn't think he'd look good in a beard, so he shaved. That says a lot.
He didn't button up his shirt, though.
Did you ask him to?
Not exactly. I just told him I could see his chest.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. Nothing, I suppose. He doesn't like me, Jillian. I'm a companion, that's all. Someone to help him while away the hours. He's lonely.
I see.
And you have to go.
I think this is great, Mother. Really, I'm glad you have a friend.
Well, don't get any ideas, because that's all he is.
I thought you were the one with the ideas.
Will you come back for dinner?
6 o'clock.
Fine.
I'll see you then.
Soccer. Ha!
Where is she?
She had to leave. She had things to do.
Oh, that's too bad. I think she was getting to like me. No, I was getting to like her. She could have joined us, played a few games.
Oh, she's way too busy for that.
What are you doing down there?
Just looking to see if the soccer has started yet.
And? Has it?
No. But there are some very young women sitting on the steps of the building across the street. That wouldn't have something to do with it, would it?
Something to do with what?
The binoculars, and not wanting to be disturbed.
See how easy that was.
You're not going to answer, are you?
Oh, you think I come up here to watch the girls, huh? Well, I'm wounded that you would even consider it.
All right, if you say so. What was easy?
What are you talking about?
You asked if I saw how easy that was. What?
Oh, yes, with Ada.
Who's Ada?
Your daughter?
Jillian.
Oh, yes, Jillian. 2 minutes I knew her, asked her out to lunch. She almost accepted, too.
She did not.
Yes, she did. It just wasn't time. That was the only thing. And she took her rain check. 3 days I've been working on you and still nothing.
Working on? Is that what this is?
Whatever.
Well, it's not the same thing.
Why? What's different?
She knew you weren't serious.
I was serious. I've never been more serious in my life.
Why on earth would she want to have lunch with you anyway? What would you talk about?
All kinds of things. I've been around, you know. I can still hold my own in a conversation. Are you going to stand there and watch me put this table up all by myself?
All you had to do was ask.
So you haven't reconsidered then?
Reconsidered what?
Lunch?
I really don't understand why this is so important to you.
Who said it was important?
Well, the way you go on and on about it, you'd swear it was the only thing on your mind.
All right, you want me to tell you why? To prove something.
What?
That I'm 78 years old and I still got it.
Got what?
Appeal. That I'm still appealing.
You are.
That's what you say now. But you won't have me in your apartment and you won't have lunch with me. So I guess I don't have it anymore.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Then say yes.
Come on. Let's play.
It wouldn't be anything fancy, you know. I mean, it wouldn't be the Ritz or anything like that. Just some nice, simple place where we can talk. Get to know more about each other.
We can talk here.
It isn't the same.
I'll think about it.
Good.
I'm not promising anything. I just said I'll think about it.
I heard you.
I don't want to feel obligated, and I don't want you to keep bugging me about it all the time.
I won't say another word.
It's your throw.
I thought it was yours.
It doesn't matter. Just go.
Two. One. Two. Roll again. Two again. One. Two. What's that?
Blue. Geography. Do you want that, or do you want to go the other way?
What's the other way?
Back where you were, the brown pie.
I'll take that, then. I feel lucky.
On what famous play was West Side Story based?
Based? It wasn't based. It was a musical.
It was based on a play.
Well, how do you know that?
It says right here. They wouldn't ask what play it was based on if it wasn't based on a play, would they?
Where do they get these questions from?
I'll give you a hint. It was by Shakespeare.
Oh, that really helps.
Just name one of Shakespeare's plays. You could guess right.
I can't think of any.
Well, why don't you stand up then and give your brain some air?
I'm getting tired of that joke.
Fine. It was Romeo and Juliet.
I knew that.
Why didn't you say it then?
You didn't give me a chance.
My turn. Four. I need a four.
So how long do you figure it'll take?
Five. What?
To think about it.
One, two, three, four, five.
I mean, what's there to think about? What's the problem?
You promised you wouldn't say another word about it.
Just this one question. I have to know. I mean, is it going to be a long think or a short one? Will you tell me tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, when? I'm an old man, you know. I don't have much time.
That's ridiculous.
I could be dead tomorrow.
I doubt it.
When you get older, life has to be spontaneous. There isn't time to think about things. So tell me what the holdup is and when I can expect an answer. Then at least I'll know how long I have to keep on living.
Yellow question.
I'm not playing until you tell me.
I don't know you well enough yet.
What's to know? I'm old. You're old. You don't have to probe into that, do you?
I just happen to feel it's important to know something about someone before you start running around having lunch together. I can't believe I'm back talking about this again.
All right, then. Ask anything you want to know.
That isn't what I mean.
All right. If you won't ask, I'll tell you. I was born here, in the city. Went to school here, married here, went to work here. As a laborer, first off, and started my own business, selling plants, flowers, Christmas trees. It was a good business, did pretty well. I had it 7 years until 39 when the war came. I was 31 years old, and I figured if everything was going to come crashing down around me, I better do something with my life. So I went into advertising. Did okay. Got promoted up the ladder until I was second in charge to the fellow who was second in charge. In 41, I joined the Army and went to Europe. I had a buddy then, John Welshholm. We went together, fought in France, eventually into Germany, where we got captured and kept as POWs until liberation. At least I was. John had another story. When I got home, I married Gladys, my old childhood sweetheart. We had Michael, my son, and I went back into advertising, where I stayed until I retired at age 62 and a half. 5 years after that, Gladys died. I found this place, moved in, and I've been here ever since. There. Now you know everything there is to know. I'll make a reservation for lunch.
It isn't what I meant.
What?
I don't want a history.
What do you want, then?
Something more. I want to know things like, are you kind or bad-tempered? Do you hold grudges? Are you a sulker? What kind of things you like to do and how you treat people? All the things that just take time to find out. For all I know, you could be an ex-convict.
I'm not. One little brush with the law when I was a kid, but that's it. I am bad-tempered sometimes.
So am I.
But I don't hold grudges and I don't sulk. Sometimes I'm kind, sometimes not. It depends. Generally, I'd say I treat people pretty well, so long as they treat me pretty well. And I like all kinds of things, almost everything, except coconuts. I don't like coconuts. Is that going to count against me?
No.
Fine. There it is. Everything. So what do we do now?
We finish the game. Ask me a yellow question.
That's it. End of discussion.
I told you it'll take time.
And I told you I don't have any. All right. Do what you want. Take your time. Take all the time you want. But don't blame me if you decide to say yes and you find my name in the obituaries before you get a chance to tell me.
I need a yellow question. Why are you looking at me like that?
You didn't hear a word I said.
I heard you.
And you don't care.
I just don't happen to think you're going to die.
How do you know?
Just a feeling.
That's ridiculous. Everybody dies. It's a natural order of things.
I mean, not yet.
Oh? And I suppose you've had a discussion with God about this.
No, I told you. It's just a feeling.
A feeling? You get feelings about when people are going to die? What else do you do? Card tricks?
I didn't say I knew when you were going to die. I just said I have a feeling it won't be yet.
It's just your excuse, then, because you don't want to commit yourself.
All right, it's an excuse. Ask me a yellow question.
What, are you mad now?
I'm not mad. I'm not even angry. I just don't know how much more plainly I can say it. I don't want to have lunch with you.
I won't ask any more.
Good.
You mean not ever? I just want to know what you mean. A few minutes ago, you said you'd think about it. Now you say you don't want to have lunch with me. That sounds like a pretty definite statement. So I just want to know if you're still planning to think about it or not.
I said I would, didn't I? Why do you keep pushing?
I'm sorry. It's the way I am. I can't help it. They used to call me Percy when I was a kid. It was short for persistent. I don't give up that easy. All right, I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with you.
What kind of deal?
You tell me when you're going to give me an answer, and I'll let you win this game.
I'm going to win it anyway.
All right, then. I'll tell you the best thing that ever happened to me. I mean, I'll think of something. Well, is it a deal or isn't it?
I don't know. Tell me first.
Just a minute.
What are you doing?
Thinking. And don't say anything.
I'm about to close negotiations, so you'd better hurry.
All right, I got one. I wasn't going to tell you this, but what the hell? It was during the war back in 45.
45? You mean nothing good has happened to you since 1945?
Do you mind if I choose my own story?
Go ahead.
I didn't say nothing good had happened to me since 45. You wanted the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm trying to be selective.
I won't interrupt again.
Remember that buddy I told you about?
Buddy?
In the life history, the buddy from the war. What's the matter? Weren't you listening?
I was listening. You were going too fast.
Well, his name was John. John Welsholm.
Go on.
I often wondered why we were so close. We were that different. Someone said something to me once. They said, if you have one really good buddy in your life, then you've had it good. Well, he was mine. They talk about love, and usually they mean a man and a woman. But love for a friend is something else. Something you just can't put into words. And I loved him. It's funny, we only met each other before we were shipped over. But we always stuck together, kind of support. He talked about cars all the time. He was nuts about cars. I guess I really knew what he meant to me when I got wounded in France. It wasn't much, just a scratch. A piece of shrapnel caught me in the back, but it made me sick. And he stayed with me, just sat there next to the bed, watching me. They were going to send me home, but I guess they decided it wasn't bad enough. Anyway, after that, I swore if anything happened to him, I'd be there. No matter what he did, it'd be all right with me. If he killed somebody in cold blood, I would have blamed the other guy. Anyway, we landed up in Germany where we got captured. There we were, both of us in the same prisoner of war camp. He couldn't stand to be confined. If anybody talked about escape, he was right there, up front. And one day he made it. He went over the fence one night and disappeared. It was the last I heard of him until I got home after the war. Then I tried to find him. I went out to where his folks lived. They told me he was reported missing in action and presumed dead. So I just came back home and never talked about him again. I just missed him quietly. Then one day, out of nowhere, I got a postcard from him. He'd made it home. He was wounded, and some German family took him in and kept him hidden until after the war. After he got home, he got sick. I guess from all those years of bad food and abuse. And he died about 4 months later, before I got a chance to see him. Still, you know, the best thing that ever happened to me was that postcard. I still have it.
You just listened to Amusing Grace Act 1, Scene 2, by Neville J. Bryant. The cast and crew are as follows. Grace Marlowe was played by Hazel Dalgleish. Danny Wendell was played by Jim Hooper. Jillian Marlowe was played by Julie Tisdale. Live sound effects or Foley was performed by Scott Shepherd. Music was written and performed by Neville J. Bryant, and the live recording was supervised by James W. Smagata. Please visit Neville's website at www.stagecraftproductions.net and Calliope Sound Productions at www.calliopesoundproductions.com. For Misfits Audio, Captain John Tatrzak is the CEO and April Sadowski is our webmaster. The preceding was used by permission of Neville J. Bryant and Calliope Sound Productions, Tony Jr., President and CEO. And I am your announcer, Murray Reedtread. Please come back for Amusing Grace, coming to Misfits Audio in 2 weeks.